This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. So, Parshas Chayei Sara, three ideas to share with you. Two of them are from Rav Moshe Sternbuch. He's got a lovely sefer called Tam Vadas. I came across these two ideas, and interesting concepts, interesting questions. The opening idea is based on the first pasuk. The pasuk begins, Vayu Chayei Sara, Me'ah Shon Ve'esrim Shon Ve'sheva Shonim Shnei Chayei Sara. So Sarah passes away, she leaves the world in this parasha, she dies at 127 years old, on the back of the hearing the news of the Akedah, like Rashi says, Rashi explains to us, and she dies at the ripe old age of 127. The Medrash on this pasuk says the following, it brings a pasuk in Tehillim, Yedea Hashem Yemei Tamimim, V'nachalosom La'ilom Tehiyah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the days of the Tamimim, the exact number of days that a person, that a tzaddik is going to live, says the Medrash, Kashem Shehein Tamimin, Kach Shneisom Tamimin. Just like the tzaddikim themselves are Tamimim, are perfect, so too their years are Tomim. Now, interestingly, later in the parsha, Avram Avinu also passes away, and the Medrash has exactly the same comment. Veilu, you may, this is the second box on the sheet. If you're listening online, please email me at jdogolka@gmail.com. I'll send you the handout. So Avram lives 175 years. Again, says the Medrash, quoting this pasuk in Tehillim, Yodea Hashem Yemei Tamimim V'nachalosom Lolam Tiyah, Yodea Hashem Yemei Tamimim Ze Avram, a reference to Avraham. So Rav Moshe Sternbuch asks an interesting question. He says, if both were Tamimim, if Avram and Sarah were both perfect, then why didn't Avram also live 127 years? If 127 is the magic number, for like the Medrash says, Kashem Shehein Tamimim, Kach Shneison Tamimim, their years are that of perfection. If perfection for Sarah was 127 years, that's what a Tamim gets. So maybe, you know, Avram should also get 127 years. So that's his question. The answer needs a bit of a hakdama. And it's a very interesting hakdama. This is a famous Rambam in the first parak of Avodah Zarah. If you take a look at the fourth box on the page, it's very interesting. The Rambam goes through, it's worth doing. I've only taken a little extract of it. But the Rambam explains how Avodah Zarah came into the world. How could it be? Adam HaRishon spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He recognized there was a Borei Olam. Where did it go wrong? So the answer is that slowly they used intermediaries, they sort of worshipped the emissaries of the king, the sun, the stars, etc. And eventually they slowly cut HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of the picture. But then Avraham Avinu comes along. So in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says the following. Kiven she nigmal eison zeh, when this great tree, you know, this great power, i.e. Avraham Avinu, was nigmal, he was weaned, he sort of came of age, he was 3 years old. Hischil l'shaitet b'daitei, Avukatan, he sort of began to sort of contemplate the world, and he was a young child. For Hischil l'achshav b'yom v'layla, and day and night, he was trying to think, how could this world come about? For yotmiya, hech efshe shehoya galgal hazeh noeg tomit v'lo yeremanik. How can this world sort of just happen by itself without a creator? Or mi yisavivo, so who caused it to come into being? Ki I efshe she yisaviv es atzmo, it can't just sort of create itself, that's impossible. V'lo hoyo lo melamed v'lo modia dova. He didn't have a teacher, he didn't have anybody who could educate him. Ela mushka ba'ur kastim bein ovdi kechovim. Rather, he was submerged in ur kastim amongst Gentiles. Ha tipshim, sort of idolaters, foolish idolaters. His parents and the whole populace were all over the kechovim, all idol worshippers. For who mohem, the liba meshaitet, and he was there with them, and he was meshaitet to mevinach hezik derechem. Until eventually, through his own introspection, he came to recognize the truth. The yoda sheyesh shom eloika, and he understood there has to be a God, there has to be a creator. Echad, one God, for whom manig hagadol, for who bore hakol, who created and brought everything into being. V'yoda shekol ha'olam toyim, and he realized the whole world's making a mistake. V'dovah shegarim lahem litoy zeh, she'ovdim es hakechovim, es hatzuros. Of course, the root of the problem is they're worshipping stars and images, etc. Ad she'ovot ho'emes midaitim, until the truth has just gone. V'oben aboim shono hikir avraham es boirin. And he was 40 years old when he recognized his creator. Now, given Shehikir He continued his journey, his sort of theological, this intellectual journey, and then he started sort of engaging his locals into debate. For Shiber Hatzlomim, and then he broke the idols. For Hischelo Dir La'am She'in Roi La'voy De'Loi Ka'ha'olam. Then he told everyone, "There's only one God in the world, and you're all following nonsense. You have to abandon your idols and worship Hashem." Kivin She'gova Aleim Barayosov, when he overpowered them with arguments, Bikesh Hamelech La'horgoi V'Nas Elonais V'Yotzel La'choron. That's when he was sort of forced out of Choron. For Hischelo Amud V'Likra B'Kol God La'Kol'olam, and that's when he began his sort of his main mission, to inform the world about the concept of a monotheistic religion, that there is one God, etc. And for him, it's appropriate to worship. Etc. Okay. Now, the Hagos Maimonides on this Rambam makes the point that this is a machlokes in the Gemara, exactly how old Avraham Avinu was at this point, and says the Hagos Maimonides that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina Domin Travaya ben Mem Ches Shana Shehikir Avram Es Boira. He was actually 48 years old when he recognized his creator, Kodesh Baruch Hu. For late Kedresh Lakish, who says Ben Shalosh Shanim Shenema Ekev Asher Shama Avram Bekoli Minin Ekev. It says Ekev Asher Shama Avraham. Ekev is Gematria 172, and therefore he was 3 years old when he discovered Kodesh Baruch Hu, as it were, and therefore he lived 175 years. Ekev Asher Shama Avram for 172 years. Shama Avram Bekoli, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen to my voice. However, the Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina say he was actually 48 years old, which, by the way, if you do the maths, Avram Avinu in Jewish years was born in 1948. Now, therefore the period he was about, according to that, he was 52 years old when that's the epoch of Torah began. So it was 48 years where he began engaging with other people, but he was sort of started teaching Torah when he was 52 years old. So you've got various timelines in Avraham Avinu's existence. Discovering HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he was 3, the intellectual journey carries on until he was 40 years old, like the Rambam said. And at 48 years old, says the Hagos Maimonides, that's when he was Hikir Avraham Es Boira, he was Maki, fully recognized the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says the Tam Vadas, based on this Hagos Maimonides, listen to this, amazing. That says Rav Shlomo Zalman, the time of Moshe Sternbuch, quoting his Zayda, Shebahagol Maimonides Perek Aleph Avodah Zarah. In the above Hagos Maimonides, Koseh Avram Hikibur Kishum Ben Menem Cheshana. Avram Avinu was 48 years old when he recognized the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'shonim Elu Shelo Hikibur Einam Meminyan Shnosav. And therefore, if you discount the first 48 years, in as much as he was not aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Dal Mem Ches Shana Mikuf Ein Hev, you take 48 away from 175, you get Shana Him Kuf Chav Zayin Shana, that gives you 127. Yomim Tmim Kishneseha Shasara. And therefore it's actually exactly the same. You do get, he also lived 127 years added to the 48, which he sort of discounted, as it were. There are 127 years where he lived with the Tzmimus, with a certain perfection, and therefore that explains why the Medrash says, Yodei Hashem, Yemei Tzmimim V'Nachalosim La'olam Tiyeh, that just like they are Tomim, so too their years are Tomim, and therefore Avram and Sarah needed those 127 years. Those were the Tzmimistika years of Avram Avinu and Sarah's life. Okay.
Doesn't work if you say that he was
40. Yes, correct. So, correct. And therefore, like I said, there were stages in his development, in his sort of intellectual, theological development. Like I said, he sort of... it's a machlokas, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, and how old he was. But it could be that it's not a machlokas. They're just arguing about which point in his journey. 3 years, he realized there cannot be a painting without a painter. It cannot be a building without a builder. That's a very preliminary stage in his development. It increased, and then, in a 40 years old, and then 48 years old, 52 years old, it was when he started teaching the Torah, etc. Which, by the way, I don't know if I can make it clear, but I think we mentioned it in previous weeks, but the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, the world is 6,000 years old. It will be 6,000 years old. The first 2,000 years is Tohu Vavohu. The next 2,000 years is the epoch of Torah. And the last 2,000 years is the epoch of Mashiach. So the epoch of Torah actually goes from the year 2000 to 4000. So Avraham Avinu was 52 when the epoch of Torah begins. That's when he begins teaching Torah.
you only begin the epoch of Torah when you actually begin teaching it, not when you begin recognizing it. So there's different stages in his journey, but the 48 is when he began to be makir his Torah properly, and that's the 127. Okay, Beseda.
Now, so the other others were not me.
No, it could be in their perfection. If you're comparing Avram and Sora together, there seems to be something connected to them. So if it was good for Sora, it was good for Avram. It doesn't mean to say that all tzaddikim live 127 years. It means that the Pasuk is referring specifically to Sora and Avram. Let's move on to his second idea. So Sora dies, and the Pasuk says, "Va'tomas Sora b'kiryas arba, hi chevre in beretz Kanaan, va'yova Avram lispeid le'sora v'liv koiso." Now, Rashi says, famously, Lispoid l'sara v'liv kaisa, bottom of the page, v'nis nechamisa sara l'akidas Yitzchok. There is a juxtaposition with the beginning of this week's Sedra and the incident at the end of last week's Sedra, i.e. akidas Yitzchok. L'fisha al yedei besuris ha'akeda, because of the news of the akeda, shiniz damin b'no l'shchita, that her son was brought to shchita, v'kim'at shrein l'shchata, and he was almost shechted, he was almost killed, parcha nishmosam m'meno meisa. So, you know, in primary school, I'm sure the teachers describe it with a lot of fanfare, and they describe the whole scene, that the Malach comes and tells Sora about the news, and Parcha Nishmasa. It's a very sort of a powerful dialogue, no doubt, between the Sora and the Malach. Parcha Nishmasa. So, the Talmud asks, Moshe Shambach has another very interesting point. V'yesh litzmaya. What one can wonder... Al sitkonis, we're looking at the top of the next page. Al sitkonis kasora, a tzadek is like Sora. Shevada gam hi hoisa muchona lekaim tziva Hashem kavraham. She was surely able to fulfill the commandment of Hashem to take Yitzchok to the akedah. V'lomayim kein porcha nishmosa mirov tzara mesa. So why is it that she didn't withstand this nisayim? Why is it that she didn't parcha nishmosa and Avraham Avinu was coped with it? Now we discussed this in previous years. The two famous answers of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, which we discussed in previous years, but not for now. Let's see what Rav Moshe Steinbuch says. V'nir levaya hadvarim, al pi ha-mefurish b'magid meisharim. He gave a very interesting answer, that he brings the Magid Meisharim. Now, the Magid Meisharim, a bit of background, which is, for those who have not heard this before, it seems bizarre, but it seems to be quite an established idea. The Magid Meisharim, there are certain unique individuals in Jewish history who a malach frequents them and teaches them Torah. And one of them was Rabbi Yosef Cairo, the author of the Shulchan Aruch. And there is a sefer called Magid Meisharim where he writes down the Torah that he learned with the malach. They say that the Vilna Gaon was offered this opportunity as well, but declined it. He said that any Torah he wants, he doesn't want to get it as a sort of a freebie from heaven. He wants to work hard at it himself, and he declined this opportunity. Okay, but the Rabbi Yosef Cairo, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, had some sort of communion with the Malach, and the Torah they learned is recorded in the Magid Meisharim. So in this Magid Meisharim, it says, Sheftiach Rabbeinu Beis Yosef, that he promised the Beis Yosef to fulfill one of his requests. What was his request? Amazingly, Sheyizke Le'horeg Al Kiddush Hashem, that the Rabbi Yosef Cairo, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, desired strongly to die al Kiddush Hashem. And in his later years, he wondered why did he not merit to die al Kiddush Hashem. That actually you have achieved an even greater mitzvah. Dahainu, not to die al Kiddush Hashem, but to live al Kiddush Hashem. Lichyos al Kiddush Hashem. To be mitzvah moisa nafshe pamachas. Because when it comes to Misa, it's a one-off. Avon b'chay of Moshe Nafshe yoyim v'yoyim. But when you live life with Mesiris Nefesh, you'll constantly be Mekadosh Hashem day after day. L'kayim ritzoni yisbarach shemay. V'tzora hitztaro shelo zochso shebno yikadosh Hashem shemayim b'chayov. Tzora Imenu was worried her son Yitzchok would not be Mekadosh Hashem shemayim b'chayov. Shezu madrega gevoy yoyse mela'akeid al mizbeach. V'nimse nafshe. The Sora Meinu was aware of exactly what the Magid Meisharim was telling Rabbi Yosef Cairo, that in a way it's harder and greater to live a life of Kiddush Hashem than to die al Kiddush Hashem. And therefore her concern was that Yitzchok would not be live a life to be Mekadosh Hashem Shemayim Bechayov, which is an even greater Madrega than doing the Akedah. V'limsa Nafshe, umirev tsar, and because of that distress, that Yitzchak would to die at the Akedah on a one-off, sort of a slightly lower level than living al Kiddush Hashem, parcha nishmaso. Last paragraph, v'nire, shemitam ze lo gila Avram Avinu l'sora. And that perhaps is why Avram Avinu didn't tell Sora, she'omid l'kai mitzvah, that he was going off to do the Akedah. Sora, it was news to her. So he didn't tell his wife about this. She'yeda she'hi espala l'Hashem levatel ha'gzeira. Because Avram Avinu was aware of Sora's feelings, that she would want Yitzchak to live a life al Kiddush Hashem and not to die at the Akedah, and therefore she would daven levatel ha'gzeira kadesh Yitzchak yikadesh shemei b'chayav, that Yitzchak would live and be mekadeshim shemayim in that way. Aval hu hishtekik l'kayim et sabura b'emuna pshuta. He just wanted to do the Ratzon Hashem. If that's what Hashem commanded him, that's what he wanted to do. Emuna pshuta. V'lo ha'yabay ha'oiz levakesh ma'ashem l'shanes daito. He didn't have the brazenness to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change his command. Shehosebo yiras harumas. That's yiras harumas. It's like a feeling of awesomeness for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the yira. That's what the Pasuk says. He didn't have the brazenness to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change his sivui. So it's a different take on it, a very different take on it. It would maybe sit happily with some and less so with others, but in a way, look, it's hard to comment on these things. We're talking about very esoteric and strange concepts. We're talking about heavenly malachim speaking to Yosef Cairo and Avram and so on, levels which are way beyond any of us. But the concept of living day after day with Mesiras Nefesh and with Kiddush Hashem, that is so powerful. In a way, it's greater than the being Mesiras Nefesh to die al Kiddush Hashem, is an interesting concept, and in a way, in a very encouraging one. We should never have the nisayon of any of these things, of being Mesiras Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem. But living al Kiddush Hashem, knowing the power of it, I think is a powerful idea. Okay. One final idea, and this is a fabulous insight that Rabbi Bernstein, I saw it in his sefer, but it's the Meshech Chochma Lemaisa, the Meshech Chochma Meir Simcha of Dvinsk. So he says the following idea. It's based on a pasuk in last week's sedra, but you'll see how it's connected to this week's sedra. The pasuk says in last week's sedra, "Vateira esora es ben Hagar hamitzvus asher yoldel Avram etzachik." Last week's sedra, Yishmael is born, and Hagar, Hagar's child, Yishmael, Sora sees him metzachik. Now, metzachik we understand to mean he's laughing. Yishmael is laughing. Vatomel Avram, and she says to Avram, Gerash ha'amo hazois, you've got to drive this woman out of the house for Espanon, her son, kilo yirash ben ha'amo hazois in b'niyim Yitzchak. I don't want him to inherit with my son, with Yitzchak. What is this metzachik? What did Sora see? So Rashi famously brings, and this is what we're so familiar with, Rashi says it's a lashon of Avodah Zarah, Gilurais, and Ratzicha. And he brings Pesukim to prove his point in respect of all three. That metzachik, he saw Yishmael involved in Avodah Zarah, in Gilurais, and in Ratzicha, in the three cardinal Averas. However, the Sefarno has a different take, and his word needs explanation. The Sefarno says on the words metzachik in last week's Sedra, that Sora saw Yishmael metzachik, says the Sefarno Malik al Hamishteh Shena Sebeis Avraham. He was scoffing and mocking the Mishteh, the feast that was made in Bebeis Avraham. What is that referring to? When Yitzchak was weaned, and he had made a Suda, then, and Yishmael was mocking and scoffing. What is that referring to? So Rashi, in next week's Edra, gives us a bit of background. Because in next week's parasha, the very first pasuk says, Ve'ela told us Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham holides Yitzchak. And on that word, on those words, holides Yitzchak, Avraham holides Yitzchak, Rashi says something very famous. Huska glomer, I'm in the next box, Huska glomer Avraham holides Yitzchak. Why the redundancy of Avraham holides Yitzchak? Isn't that self-evident? We just said, Yitzchak ben Avraham. Why does it have to repeat Avraham holides Yitzchak? Says Rashi, because the mockers, the scoffers of the generation were saying that actually Avram is not the father, and actually Avimelech is the father.
Avram and Sarah were married for many years. Velonis Abrai Menu, and she did not conceive from him. Me'os HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do to show that the Leitzonei Hador, that they were wrong? Tzor klasto pono shel Yitzchok doimel Avram. That Yitzchok looked like Avram. And therefore, Veheidu Hakol, everyone now could testify, Avram holides Yitzchok. Vizeo shekosov kan, Yitzchok ben Avram hoyo, he was the son of Avram. Shahari edus yesh Avram holides Yitzchok. Because there is testimony that Avram gave birth to Yitzchok, he was the father of Yitzchok, because they looked like each other, that was the nes HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Fine. So, what was the Metzachik? So, the simple explanation is that for the Leitzonim, the scoffers, the mockers of the generation, they were scoffing and saying that Avram is not the father of Yitzchok, it must be that Sarah became pregnant with Avimelech. Now, for the Leitzonim, that was of course deplorable, and it's a very base and low scoffing, but Yishmael's intentions were way more sinister. How so? Because for the scoffers, they were just making fun of Avram. But for Yishmael, he was trying to delegitimize Yitzchok's status as a rightful heir of Avram. I.e., he is not my father's child. He is somebody else. Avimelech is the father. Now, the Sefarno therefore explains the connection with the next pasuk. Because in Perek Chaf Aleph in Parshas Vayera, pasuk Tes, Vateira Seres Ben Hagar Mitzachik, says the Sefarno, that means scoffing at the Suda. Says the Sefarno, therefore now we understand the continuation of the Pasuk. V'atomel Avram, grashva amazos, says the Sefarno, ki be'etzosa osa ben, shehotzi dibba leman yirash benois hakol. They're spreading this terrible slander that Avimelech is the father and not Avraham, in order that Yitzchok should not inherit his father. Lefichach, therefore, Sarah said, grashva b'nei she'en adin, sheyirash afilu b'ktas. That he shouldn't inherit, they wanted him out of there. Now, in light of that, we can understand the pasuk at the end of this week's Edra. All of that was leading to this. At the end of this week's parasha, after Avram Avinu dies, the pasuk says, "Vayikperu oiso Yitzchok v'yishmol bonov el ma'aras hamachpela." Avram is buried in Ma'aras hamachpela. Who buries him? Yitzchok v'yishmol. That's the order of the pasuk. That's not the chronological order of their birth. It's Yitzchok and Yishmael. Says Rashi, Mikan she'osa Yishmael tshuva v'holiches Yitzchok lefonov. You see that he's repentant and he let Yitzchok go first. Says the Meshech Chochma, what exactly does that mean? Just where? How do you see that Yishmael did tshuva? Where in this pasuk lies the tshuva? Says the Meshech Chochma, beautiful. He quotes a Gemara in Bava Basra in the first parak in Daf Tezayin on the base. Shma mino osa tshuva pirush. The explanation is this: Dahata mishum tohu hoya ben hagvira. Yishmael was the son of the older wife of the first son. He was older. Avul chota chet shel Yishmael hoya ki mitzachek hoya ala mishte. Yishmael's chet was that he was scoffing on the Mishnah, saying that Avimelech is the father and not Avraham. She Avimelech nisabra, that the Sarah conceived from Avimelech. Kapir shasfurna, like the Sfarna we said above. Lochein tshuvoso hoy. So therefore, what is his tshuva? Shehoide she Yitzchok ben Agvir me Avraham. That actually he's sort of being made that Yitzchok is the legitimate heir of Avram Avinu, and he is the son of the main wife, and therefore he is entitled to the Yerusha, and therefore when it says Vayikbro so Yitzchok v'Yishmol, by allowing Yitzchok to bury his father first, he's recognizing that actually he is the correct heir of Avram Avinu, and he's doing tshuva for the scoffing that the Sephora mentions, the scoffing of the Suda. So you see, according to the Sephora, it all fits in very well. The Mitzachik does not refer to Avodah Zarah Gilures and Mitzicha, but it refers to being Malik Ala Mishteh, that actually Yishmael's father, Yitzchok's father, was Avimelech and not Yishmael, not Avraham. And like I said, for the Leitzonim, it was just Leitzonus, it was deplorable scoffing. But for Yishmael, it was more sinister. He was trying to delegitimize Yitzchok. He, therefore, when you see at the end of this week's Sedra, Vayikbro, so Yitzchok, Yishmael, Bonov, and Maras Machpela, that is how Yitzchok was doing tshuva, because he's now sort of vindicating
the truth of the fact that Avraham Avinu was indeed the father of Yitzchak and is therefore the full heir, and he's renouncing his sort of deplorable claims. And as Rabbi Bernstein, when he quotes this Meshech Chochma, he makes the final comment that, you know, we're familiar with the concept of Maisa Ovas Simon Labonim. That Maisa Ovas Simon Labonim is what happens to the Ovas is a sort of a portent as to what will happen, please God, with the Bonin. And we, I think, in this day and age, we await still that tshuva of Yishmael, that they should also renounce some of their reprehensible claims. One of the saddest parts of this whole episode of the last month or so is some of the nonsense that comes out. Some of the just the nonsense, not just from the Arab world, but also from social media, from the United Nations. And Mitz Hashem, in the same way that Yishmael did tshuva, like the last Baal HaTurim says in this week's Sedra, that after the Yishmael fade away, that's when the epoch of Moshiach will actually begin. Then we await the time that Yishmael's descendants will renounce some of their reprehensible claims. So let's just review what have we said. Three ideas in this week's Parsha Shir. Number one, the death of Sora Imenu, she lived 127 years. The Medrash says, so too their years, Atomim. And the Medrash says the same thing about Avraham Avinu. So if 127 was good for Sarah, why wasn't it good for Avraham? Teretz says it was. Because according to Hagos Maimon, it says that Moshe Shtambuch, Avraham Avinu began his journey, his real journey at age 48. 48 away from 175 is 127, and therefore in that respect they both were Tamimim. Then Moshe Shtambuch makes that comment about living on Kiddush Hashem, and that really is the sort of the debate, if you like, between Avram and Sarah. And Sarah desperately wanted Yitzchak to live because that's a higher level. Living on Kiddush Hashem day on day is much harder than sort of once off of Mesiras Nefesh to die on Kiddush Hashem. And Avram said, okay, but that was the Tziv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his Emunah Peshutta was just not to brazenly challenge the Tziv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to daven for it to be overturned. And then this final idea of what exactly it was that Yishmael, when he's burying his father in this week's parashah, he did tshuva. In what respect did he do tshuva? So according to the Sfarno, says the Meshech Chochma, all fits in very well. Because his main avera was matzachik. He was being malig. He was scoffing on the Mishteh, i.e. that suggesting that Avimelech was the father, not Avraham. And his intention was, which was way more sinister than the late Sodom of the Dor, because he was trying to delegitimize Yitzchak as the rightful heir of Avraham. And therefore, that's exactly what he was doing. By allowing Yitzchak to bury him first, he was doing tshuva because he was reinstating Yitzchak, as it were, as the rightful heir of Avraham Avinu. That's what the Gemara means in Bab Basra, that Yitzchak did tshuva. And the Maisa of him in the bottom, Mr. Shem, we await that day that the descendants of Ishmael should also renounce their reprehensible claims. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.